The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hey, hey, what's up, Cowboys Nation? Welcome to another edition of Cowboys Roundup, brought to you by SB Nation's Blogging the Boys, where every day we bring you the latest and greatest Cowboys news and updates. My name is Dan Rogers. You may know me as Danny Phantom at Blogging the Boys or on Twitter at DannyPhantom24. It is Monday, October 18th, 2021, or as we like to refer to it, Victory Monday. Again, this is the fifth straight Victory Monday. Are you all getting sick of it yet? No? I didn't think so. This winning thing is super cool. Not only are they on a five-game winning streak, but it also marks the first time the Cowboys have beat the New England Patriots in 25 years. The Belichick monkey is finally off their backs thanks to a roller coaster of a ride they gave us Sunday. Things start out weird right from the get-go as the Cowboys decided to be gutsy on their very first possession of the game. After an Ezekiel Elliott run came up short on third and one, McCarthy decided to go for it on his own 34-yard line, but once again couldn't get it. The Cowboys challenged the spot, but in what would be the theme of the day, the Cowboys would be ruled short of the line to gain. And just like that, the Patriots had great starting field position. New England wasted no time making them pay, as it only took them three plays, most of which was gained by running back Damian Harris. And in a blink of an eye, it was 7-0 Patriots. The Cowboys answered by going 75 yards on seven plays, capped off by a Blake Jarwin 1-yard touchdown to make it 7-7. But the Patriots responded yet again with a long drive of their own, also going 75 yards, only they just needed four plays to do it thanks to two 20-plus yard passes from Mac Jones and a little help from an unnecessary roughness penalty on Trayvon Diggs. Speaking of penalties, it was a nightmare of a day when it came to dirty laundry as the Cowboys got called for 12 penalties on the day for a total of 115 yards. Now, obviously, a lot of this was just sloppiness by the Cowboys, but some of it seemed a little sketchy. But you know what? We're not going to get into any of that right now. Nonetheless, the Pats were up 14-7, and this weird start was mind-boggling. You know, like when your mind is trapped in a bottle. Shout out, Blades of Glory. Hashtag, Woodland Fairies. I just don't think of New England as this offensive juggernaut, so needless to say, this brought about unsettling feelings about the Cowboys' defense's ability to make stops. On the next drive, the Cowboys offense again drove down the field and got as far as New England's 16 before a pass intended for Cedric Wilson was intercepted by Pats safety Kyle Duggar. It started to look a little dicey as New England drove 40 yards on their ensuing drive before Randy Gregory came to the rescue with a nice sack strip fumble recovered by Chauncey Golston. Just like that, the Cowboys were back in business. The Cowboys drove down to the Patriots' 12-yard line, but had to settle for a Greg Zuerlein field goal to make it a 14-10 game. The Cowboys' defense tightened up and forced a three and out, which was a pleasant surprise, but the surprise got even better when Luke Gifford rushed through the middle to block the punt. The Cowboys were in great position to take their first lead of the game, but little did we know, more shenanigans were coming. In what probably was the most frustrating series of the game, the Cowboys had a first and goal on the 1-yard line after Dak hit Cedric Wilson on a nice third down conversion. What happened next was hard to stomach. The Cowboys failed to get a single yard, not once, not twice, not three times, but four failed runs. The first two were from Zeke, and the last two were QB sneaks from Prescott. Now, I could have sworn with my own two eyes that Prescott got in on the first QB sneak attempt, but the officials didn't see it that way. And even after it looked like the second QB sneak was good when Dak lunged over the top, replay showed the ball started to come loose before the ball crossed the goal plane. Sheesh. Who's the guy got a block to get a measly 1 yard touchdown for crying out loud? Oh well. No dice, no TD, no nothing, nada. The Cowboys entered halftime still down 14-10. So many chances squandered. The second half started off in a defensive battle as we saw three straight three and outs. The Cowboys were the first to get things going when they marched 91 yards on 8 plays, capped off by a 1 yard touchdown from Prescott to CeeDee Lamb. Finally, the Cowboys had their first lead of the game. The Cowboys tacked on another field goal to go up 20-14 in the fourth quarter, but the Pats offense came alive to orchestrate a nice 13-play, 75-yard touchdown drive to go up 21-20 with just over 6 minutes left in the game. The Cowboys offense looked as if they were going to respond, but a Connor Williams holding penalty put them behind the chains, forcing them to settle for a 51-yard field goal attempt with 2:42 left, which Zerloin missed. It felt like that was ballgame, as New England was on the cusp of running out the clock when Trayvon Diggs came to the rescue. On a 2nd and 15, Diggs caught a deflected pass and took it 42 yards for the pick six. Suddenly, the Cowboys went from dead in the water to in the driver's seat. They didn't make the two-point conversion, which didn't make us feel warm and fuzzy, but even still, it meant the Patriots offense would have to abandon their short game and attack downfield quickly. That seemed like a favorable situation for Dallas until we watched in disgust as Mac Jones hit Jacoby Myers for a 75-yard touchdown to take the lead. The Cowboys' defense taketh, and then they giveth away. Oh, bother. The Cowboys did tie it, although they flirted with blowing it with more penalties, and we were on the edge of our seat as Zerloin attempted another long field goal, this time for 49 yards, and this time it was good. McCarthy did have another weird clock management thingy, which just seemed like he froze in the moment, but it proved to be moot. Moot. Moot is a funny word. The game went into overtime. New England got the ball first and went 21 yards before punting. The Cowboys put together a 7-play, 80-yard drive and finished things off with a beautiful bootleg touchdown for 35 yards to CeeDee Lamb. Kellen Moore, I tell ya, when the whole world is expecting run, he zags and calls the play of the game. The kid goes for the jugular. And alas, we can all rest easy as the Cowboys pull out the 35-29 overtime win. It was a great game by Dak. He finished the game 36-51 for 445 yards with 3 touchdowns and 1 pick. Both Zeke and Pollard averaged 4.1 yards per carry. The Cowboys finished with 122 yards rushing, 69 from Zeke, 21 from Pollard. CD finished with 9 catches for 149 yards and 2 touchdowns. It was a career high for him in catches and yards, and was just the second time he has caught 2 touchdowns in a game. Schultz added another 5 catches for 79 yards. I tell you, Schultzy shows up in every game. Randy Gregory finished with 2 sacks in the game. It was the second time over the past 3 games he's come away with 2 sacks in a game. But the big defensive hero was Trayvon Game Savon Diggs, who picked off yet another one, giving him an impressive 7 interceptions on the year. After the game, Coach McCarthy addressed his players in the locker room and said these types of wins are big and they mean a lot for this team. Let's listen in.
Hey, man, let me say this. I mean, a lot of great things today. You know, we need these kind of wins, okay? Yes, sir. I mean, we've been kicking ass here for a couple weeks. These games will go a long way in December and January. Yep. Awesome. Okay, a lot of things go against us. Just kept playing, kept playing. This is why we spend as much time as we do at the end of the game. No one blink. Great fight. Love it out there, man. You guys are awesome. This is how you go into the battle.
The Cowboys escaped with the win, but quarterback Dak Prescott appeared to injure his calf on the final touchdown throw to Lamb. He was seen wearing a boot at the post-game press conference, but assured everyone he's fine. The Cowboys have a bye next week, and the timing couldn't be better as this gives the team's star quarterback more time to heal up. That's definitely something we'll be keeping an eye on as the week progresses. You may have noticed tackle Tyron Smith exited the game after his ankle got rolled up on. He appears okay and even came back in the game towards the end. Cornerback Maurice Kennedy also left the game with a concussion. That's it for our updates for today. Make sure to check out all the great podcasts throughout the entire week. Every day we got something new for you. Later today we'll have a new episode of Cowboys Cast with Bobby Belt. But that's it for today. Thanks for hanging out with us. Hope you have the best day ever. Stay safe, stay happy, stay true to the silver and blue, and we will catch you later.